Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order. Hello and welcome to the Mindful Movement Podcast. I'm your host, Les Raymond. Thanks for tuning in today for another episode. This will be a short solo-sode. It's been a little while since I've done one of these. I guess I've been a bit distracted lately. Too much phone time, too much checking in with the world of news or learning things on YouTube. Then, of course, the scattered mind of thoughts about whatever you do take in from the phone. So the distraction is dragged into your non-phone life, I guess. Of course, the technology has a place for sure. Find out what's going on, learn new things. There's a lot of interesting stuff out there. But there's definitely an opportunity cost to everything we do. And time, in many ways, is our most valuable resource. And it must be treated as so. At the Mindful Movement, I need to stay connected with the ideas of mindfulness. On some level, mindfulness is the act of paying attention, which requires time. Now, with the world of near infinite information, it has become more and more challenging to pay attention, like inwardly. Inwardly, is that a word? I've noticed my time alone has rarely been still. It might be physically still, but it's like still distracted, either by technology or maybe just an eagerness in my mind. Well, mostly just technology. You know, it's the damn phone. It's having something in my ear, even if I'm not looking at it. This morning, I had a breath practice in stillness with no music in my ears, no so-called expert guidance, just me and the sound of the HVAC system in the room. And when the environment is significantly muted, whether it's the HVAC system or the birds or the wind outside, a productive practice of stillness can naturally emerge. And I was reminded today of the recent medley of mindful tips I released on the podcast a couple weeks back. The medley finished with a simple structured breath practice that I used to enjoy quite regularly. While sitting still this morning, I went into some of my other old favorite breathwork patterns and was really gifted with the most uplifting sensations. Like the chemists in my brain were busy creating a drug-like euphoria. Happiness molecule emerging out of the ether, bathing my perceptive senses for a moment. It was nice. And then it dawned on me. I've been publishing useful stuff on the podcast, but nothing novel, nothing created out of the emptiness of boredom. I've been transferring over some of Sarah's older meditations so folks can listen on a different platform if desired, but no real like creativity, because creativity, ideas need a space to come from. They need a little boredom. They need a little stillness. When you're distracted, you're not likely primed for good ideas. It's not a coincidence new content hasn't been hitting the podcast. It's me. It's my silly fault. I've detached from the very thing I love teaching about. I'm recommitting to my practice. Not just so that I get ideas of what I want to share with you folks, but for the many far-reaching physical and mental and spiritual benefits I have enjoyed over the years. This is me holding myself accountable by saying it out loud. I hope in doing so, I can inspire someone listening to reconnect with going inward with their own practice. There are many ways to meditate, but I don't think browsing Twitter is one of them. Thanks for your listening. I'm staying grateful. I hope you enjoy your day.